Confidence, influence, and holy presence with an unbelieving spouse. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this session, we are looking at how a Christian woman can live with confidence, influence, and holy presence when she is married to an unbelieving spouse. This is a very important topic because many Christian women love Christ deeply, yet find themselves living in a spiritually unequal marriage. They may feel lonely, misunderstood, disappointed, or uncertain about how to act. They may wonder, how do I stay faithful to Jesus without becoming preachy, panicked, bitter, or emotionally exhausted? Esther gives us a helpful pattern here. Her situation was not the same as a Christian woman married to an unbeliever, but she did live in close covenantal proximity to a pagan king. She had to learn courage, timing, composure, wisdom, restraint, and influence in a spiritually unequal environment. She did not control the whole situation, but she did learn how to carry herself with dignity and faith under pressure. That matters for women today. If your husband does not share your faith, you may feel tempted in several unhealthy directions. You may want to overtalk, overexplain, spiritually pressure him, monitor him, or panic because you cannot make him believe. Or you may go the other direction and become passive, hidden, afraid to speak, and afraid to live openly as a Christian woman. But holy confidence does not collapse into either extreme. A confident Christian wife with an unbelieving husband learns first that her deepest center must remain in God. Her husband's unbelief is painful, but it must not become the ruler of her soul. She belongs to Christ first. That does not make her less loving as a wife. It makes her steadier as a wife. She can pray, serve, speak truthfully, and live with peace because her inner life is anchored somewhere deeper than her husband's spiritual condition. She also learns the power of holy presence. This means her faith is not merely verbal. It becomes visible in her peace, steadiness, integrity, speech, work, kindness, boundaries, prayer life, and emotional maturity. She is not trying to manipulate her husband into faith. She is living faithfully before God in the marriage she is in. Often, a woman's greatest influence is not religious pressure, but spiritual reality lived consistently. This kind of confidence also includes discernment. A Christian wife must know the difference between patient witness and enabling sin. She must know the difference between peaceful endurance and fearful silence. If her husband is merely unbelieving, that is one kind of challenge. If he is mocking, controlling, coercive, abusive, or hostile, that is another. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not crisis intervention or abuse counseling. Some situations require direct pastoral, legal, or professional help, but in all cases, the woman must not lose her center. Esther shows us the beauty of wise timing. She did not force every moment. She prayed, prepared, watched, and spoke with purpose. A Christian wife in a spiritually unequal marriage also needs wise timing. Not every moment is the moment for correction. Not every burden must become a lecture. Not every silence is compromise. Wisdom asks, what honors God here? What serves truth? What preserves dignity? What is loving without becoming weak? What not to do? Do not make your husband's unbelief the controlling reference point of your whole life. Do not preach at him constantly. Do not manipulate him with tears, shame, or spiritual superiority. Do not collapse into self-erasure. Do not confuse fear with submission. Do not let loneliness drive you into emotional overexposure with other men. Instead, become a woman of holy presence. A woman like Esther learns to live near unbelief without becoming ruled by it. She remains feminine, faithful, calm, discerning, and brave. And whether her husband changes quickly, slowly, or not at all, her life can still become a witness of quiet strength and living faith.